You are listening to Rise Up Radio. It's 11:37 on WBAI, your Peace and Justice radio station here in New York City. And it is June, graduation time. In New York City, there are 6,500 public high school graduates who will face many obstacles in trying to go to college because they are undocumented immigrants. Current immigration law does not allow students who have lived in this country most of their lives to legalize their immigration status, and changes to immigration law under President Clinton contain provisions encouraging states to charge these students out-of-state college tuition rates, making college unaffordable in most cases.
Yesterday, in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, over 200 immigrant students and their allies gathered in John Paul Jones Park, calling on Congress and the Bush administration to pass the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act is a federal legislation which, if passed, would allow undocumented students otherwise ineligible for financial aid to apply for conditional or permanent residency in order to access higher education. Similar legislation passed on a state level this week in Kansas makes this update particularly apt. Rise Up Radio's Doug George was at yesterday's rally and brings us this report.
Want to be acknowledged, cause we're here to stay. We street scholars, we need more to lead the way. We need college, but ain't got the cream to pay. But
I have a dream today.
Want to be acknowledged, cause we're here to stay. We street scholars, we need more to lead the way. We need college, but ain't got the cream to pay. But
I have a dream today.
Today we're here to celebrate the DREAM Act. Does everybody know what the DREAM Act is?
The DREAM Act is an act that will allow undocumented students who went to high school get a chance to go to college. And the only representative that does not support the DREAM Act is Facella, which is boo.
Yeah. All right, so we're here today to try and get Facella to sign as the last New York City representative for the DREAM Act because it's around graduation time, and every year around 65,000 students are deprived from like getting financial aid and going to college. So we need to get this DREAM Act passed, and we're trying to get as much support as possible.
Our first speaker today is Santiago.
He's an LHIC student.
And he's been working really hard for this, so the DREAM Act will pass. So let's give it up to him.
I was born in Colombia, and I live in New York City. My parents brought me to New York City when I was only 14 years old. I didn't have a say in coming to America, but here I am, 17 years old, and this month, one of the 65,000 high school seniors getting ready to graduate, finding college out of reach due to a high tuition rates charged because of my immigration status. How do I afford college when they charge me so much more? I want to go to a good four-year college. I want a degree. I want to be able to give back to a country that has given so much to me, America. I ask you, is it fair to deny me my dreams simply because of my immigration status? Is it right to deny our best and brightest, fracturing the path to higher education? Is it? Of course not. I am here today because I believe in the power of the youth to make a difference in this world and to inform you that the people of our communities are not being well represented by our congressmen. We need proper representation. We need our elected officials to demonstrate strong leadership and support our dreams by supporting the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act is good for more than the 65,000 undocumented students across the country graduating from high school every year. It's good for all of us. It's good for America. Pass the DREAM Act. Thank you.
I have a dream today.
My brain, it's a sharp at night. While the other four kids became players or crooks, not me, I try to keep my brain in the books. Days that I took were always better than bees. Hoping colleges will notice I get my degree.
Do you know what this event is about today? Do you know why people are here?
They're here for
laws that
even if they're from other countries, that they can be citizens so they can go to college and get a good job.
Because one of the presidents said they didn't agree, so we're trying to make him agree.
Right, that's Vito Facella. What would you say to Vito? If Vito was here today and he said, I don't want to pass the DREAM Act.
You think he should agree for being part of America and the people to be a part of America and to be citizens like us, because we're the same as them and they're the same as us.
And if he don't accept the law that we got, well, then he doesn't respect us or the immigrants, because we're both people no matter what.
Let's give it up to City Councilman Giantella. He's the city councilman for Bay Ridge.
Whether it's a good job or a good education, immigrants have the same needs as Native Americans here. And really, we're all immigrants when you think about it. And the fact is that a good education for you lifts all of us up. And that's why we need, in the halls of Congress, to hear this cry. We need our Congressman, Vito Fasella, to hear this cry.
My name is Juan Salazar. I am part of HRAP, the Human Rights Activist Project. I am one of 11 million immigrants in the United States and one of the 65,000 young immigrants facing difficulties at achieving higher education right now. The United States government wants me to pay taxes, wants me to work low wages, but it will not help me to achieve my dream and become a teacher. We came here with a dream, and Uncle Sam gave us his back. We deserve to be treated equally because we are human beings, we are children, and we are the future.
Now we're going to introduce Ana Maria Archila, the Executive Director of the Latin American Integration Center, who has been committed to getting the DREAM Act and has committed endless time and energy towards the movement for immigrants' rights.
The DREAM Act and the leadership that you have shown, you, all of you in New York City, has had national resonance. The DREAM Act banner and the DREAM Act flyer that is being circulated around the country has the faces of New York City students around the country. We have made the difference for this legislation, and we will continue to make the difference for this legislation. And this event is an example of everything that needs to happen in this country. You young people need to take the streets. This city belongs to us. Education belongs to us. Our future belongs to us. Our communities depend on us. And yes, we can have city council members that come and support us, but we need to have people in Congress and we need to have people in the state that really, really show a commitment to the people they represent.
I still have a dream. It is a dream.
You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and streaming live, of course, at WBAI.org. We just heard sound from yesterday's rally for passage of the DREAM Act held in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. We regret that due to a technical glitch, there are so many of those on radio, about half of our report was lost. Fortunately, we were able to restore some of it and play it for you today.
Currently, the DREAM Act has 182 co-sponsors, including 46 in the Senate and 136 in the House. Supporters of the bill are now waiting for Senate Majority Leader Frist to bring it to the Senate floor. If you want to help in the meantime to advance the cause, you can call Senator Frist. His number is 202-224-3344. That's 202-224-3344. Or you can call the White House at 202-456-1111. Let them know that you want the DREAM Act passed now. We will also be posting resources for getting involved locally on our website, riseupradio.org.